Wednesday night of our halacha. Okay, a few more diktukin in benching, continuing from Monday night, the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching. Actually, if you're thirsty, one of the diktukim that's brought down in halacha is that if you're thirsty, you should drink something before you bench, since according to many shitos, benching will only be d'oraisa, even if you're full, if you've also quenched your thirst. So, you know, that can happen. You're thirsty, and you figure you'll get a drink after you bench, but actually, you would be, if you drink beforehand, your benching would be a d'oraisa, which might not be the case if you don't drink and you're thirsty. Okay. You have to bench in the makom where you ate. Now, if you're surrounded by walls, so anywhere in the room is okay. From the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma even the Shaar Tzion, Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma even the Chatchila. You could be in the same room, even if you've moved quite a bit from where you ate. Sounds like even the Chatchila. But many times, I imagine on the trip, you'll be eating, you're not going to be mukuf mechitzos. I don't know, the Kinneret on one side, the Yarden on the other side, I don't know, that's not called mechitzos. In Meseches Erevin, you'll learn why actually it's not mechitzos. But if you're not in a mokum mukuf mechitzos, then the Mishnah Berurah says you have to bench with where you ate mamish, or within 4 amos of where you ate, which is really something you have to be nizhar in, because you could very easily bench 4 amos away, you know, 8 feet, 6 to 8 feet from where you ate. If you're not in a mokum mukuf mechitzos, you have to bench where you ate, and the Mishnah Berurah says Shaar Tzion, 4 amos with b'dieved, it sounds like even. Maybe it's not b'dieved, but certainly within 4 amos of where you ate, if you're in a mokum that's not mukuf mechitzos. If you left the place where you ate without benching, even if you're very far away, at least in most circumstances, there could be exceptions to this rule, but generally the din is you have to go back. If you're within the shear where you'll obviously, where you'll be able to bench, you know, that amount of time, whether it's 72 minutes or if you still feel the effects of your meal, then even longer than that, then you have to go back to where you ate. That's the din. Unless it'll cause a very big hardship and an undue burden. But otherwise, if it's just a question of time or tircha, or like, I'm not going back there. Yes, you are. You have to go back and bench where you ate. Okay, that's one. Drinking, benching where you ate, even going back, in a mokum shein of mukuf mechitzos within Dalet Amos. And one more diktuk, I'll speak out. This was grounded in the Torah Tidbits this past week. If you read it, you saw it. And that's the pronunciation of the word. That there's a different, and this is really no gay every time we say Kriya Shema, where people say Be'ohavta, and it's really Be'ohavta. It's a question of where you put the accent, and it's a difference in meaning. In other words, when you take words of that are past tense and you have the vav hahipuch, as it's called, changing it to the future, so most of the time, with some exceptions, it's too complicated to go into the exceptions now, but most of the time the accent becomes milara. In other words, you go v'yachal to, the savota is one of the exceptions, because we won't talk about the savota, but it's v'yachal to, the savota uveirachta, and it changes the meaning. It's a different meaning than uveirachta or biyachalta. So they're going to have to change that song someday. Kahakosuv, they're going to have to get it right. It's machshil. In Kriyashma, it's the ohavta, not the ohavta. We won't talk about that. It's v, not f. Okay, that's another diktuk. But this changes the meaning. And the pashtus, it's ma'akev. Even though I've heard, there are achronim, and I've heard from Gedolei Poskim that it's not ma'akev, but the pashtus it is ma'akev, and you have to be very nizer in that because it changes the meaning. So okay, so that's the ochalto, it's grad of the savota, and then uveirachta, and in Kriyashma it's the ohavto, and it's also the what? What did I say?
You said
ve. Okay. If I did, I stand corrected. Thank you.